Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Campbell. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. The pads are on. Full pads are on at Eagles training camp. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. Never tickle another man's feet, and never put your arm around another man's waist.
Okay. I mean, I didn't need the advice, but I'll take it.
No, I'm just saying because, you know, just like don't never tickle a man's feet and don't put your arm around a man's waist. Okay. Because, you know, I was out there. No, you know, because today we're at Eagles camp.
You were tickled out here?
No. Okay. But Buddy did put his arm around my waist. And I'm like, hold up, dog.
Now hold on. Now
we don't do that.
Was Buddy shorter than you? So
it don't make Joe.
I'm just trying to understand.
Joe, don't make no difference.
Okay.
We're not dating. you're not my significant other.
Okay.
Don't put your arms around my waist like that. That is a violation. That's man code violation number one. Now you can put it on my shoulder.
Yeah, that's why I asked if you were shorter. You couldn't reach.
Well,
the shoulder.
Okay. If you can't reach, then maybe you need to get a step stool and start taking pictures. But don't put your arm around my waist.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Because that's just. Well, that's not what we do. That's not what we do.
All right, a little PSA to start the day.
I'm just saying.
One
more. Don't tickle nobody.
Yeah, don't tickle nobody. One more PSA. Stay cool today.
It's hot.
Yeah, Vic Fangio said it's a mindset, but it is legitimately hot. By the way, before we get into everything with the Eagles, and we are slated to have Jalix Hunt and Reed Blankenship on the show today.
That should be fun.
Excited to talk to those guys after practice. But just for everyone out there that was heading down or planning to head down, the Joe versus Jack tennis match today, Hugh, has been postponed.
As it should.
Due to the weather. Well, some are saying that it's management trying to swing this for DeCamera to help him out because maybe he was the one that'd be most affected by the heat. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's happening here. But I do know it's hot, and I do know it's been postponed today. So if you were planning to head down, change those plans before you head down for no reason. We'll remind everyone again. But, Hugh, we are here at Eagles camp, and there's a few themes that are emerging, right, as we go through this, you know, on the roster and then kind of mentality. On the roster, there's some questions, right? They lost a lot in the offseason. Safety is emerging as a question. But any way you slice it, the Eagles still have a tremendous roster, and there are going to be more good things than not good things in this roster. But, Hugh, one thing that has been the constant theme of this, and it's gone with every player we've talked to, every time Sirianni talks, it's about moving past last season. Mm-hmm. It's about not talking about the fact they won the Super Bowl last year. And, Hugh, I got to tell you, at first I was like, all right, I get it, right? Like, you got to climb the mountain again. You have to kind of put that in the past. But they did win the Super Bowl last year. They are the defending champions. And I remember 2 years ago when they were coming off of losing the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It felt to me like they tried too hard to get back there. Like, it was almost like that there was a mental block in them, and they were almost not having any fun. I remember watching that season, like, they were 10-1. They looked miserable. And it felt like they tried too hard to make sure they had the right mentality of, we got to finish this time. And it was, like, weighing on them throughout a full season. And what I don't want this time, as they try to defend winning at this time and being Super Bowl champions, I don't want them to, go out of their way to pretend they're not the best team in the NFL. They are. They are the hunted. I think it's okay to embrace that. And the more we go through camp, I wish they would embrace it. They're the best team in the NFL. They still, by a lot of people's metrics, have the best roster in the NFL. Embrace this. They're the Super Bowl champions. Hugh, do you wish the Eagles would embrace more that they actually are the defending champions? Or are you good with what they've done so far, which is really, I'd say, gone out of their way to say, I mean, what, Sirianni banned the R word? He's not allowing the word repeat?
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on this? Because we haven't seen this very often around here. There's only been two Super Bowl champions for the Eagles in their history. Do you like the fact that they are doing this and almost acting like they didn't win anything last year?
They're chasing greatness, Joe. When I look at this team, and you have to step back and you have to look at it. Look at whatever era that you feel Eagles were a good football team, or Eagles greatness, if you will, outside of the obvious teams, the championship teams. Mm. You know, we talk about the Buddy Ryan era. You know, we talk about the Andy Reid era.
Yep.
And what do all of those teams have in common? Great individual players, like guys that, you know, as fans we gravitate towards, but we're like, hey, you know what, that was my favorite player, but for whatever reason, they didn't win the Super Bowl, right? But this team, when you look all over the roster, you know, I got a chance to talk to Mike Mayock today and you know, just chopping it up. is talking about, you know, how good this football team is and how Howie has amassed so much talent to put around his quarterback, and they're winning games. They're in their prime. You know, and you talk about – I'm long talking a little bit. I just want to let y'all know I'm a long talk, just a little bit.
You didn't tell us beforehand.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But you look at Jalen and how he handled his offseason, went out and talked to Derek Jeter and Michael Jordan and all those other people. They're in a unique window when you talk about teams in the NFL. Number one, all their talent at key positions are in their prime, right? The defense is hella young and financially under control for at least 4 years. They want to try to maximize this window as much as they possibly can. That's why they're not talking about it, in my opinion, because they want to go back-to-back. Back-to-back-to-back.
And I appreciate that. And look, they have the talent to go back-to-back. They have that.
You can revel in it when you retire.
But you don't have to run from this. I mean,
you can revel in it when you retire.
Last year at this time, the Chiefs were trademarking three-peat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they didn't
run. What happened?
They won 15 football games.
But what happened?
They lost the Super Bowl. But you know what? If the Eagles get back to the Super Bowl, this is an awesome season.
I remember when.
You think they didn't beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl because they trademarked three-peat?
I remember
they
when.
They were ready for everyone's
best shot. I see you ready for this.
Yes, I'm ready. Embrace this. They were ready last year.
You remember when the new – so we're talking loud today, so I guess louder we talk. Yeah.
Talking loud.
But no, you remember when the Patriots were chasing the undefeated season?
Yep.
And they went through the whole season, didn't lose a game. And lost the most important game of the year.
Super Bowl.
I mean, I think that this team is looking at it and, like, they're looking around the roster and they're like, damn, we got this person. We got Jalen Carter. We got Jordan Davis came in. He's in shape and he's all focused. We got Cooper DeJean coming into his own. We got Quinyon Mitchell. And all of these guys are young. And we have a chance to do something special. You know what's funny? Because as I got older and my skills started to diminish in the NFL, I was like, damn, I'll never get a chance to go to a Super Bowl. That's the reality, because you're looking around the roster, and it's like no disrespect to anybody that I play with, but you look at the flaws at certain positions, you're like, hey, well, this is where we got beat at last time. You know, we got a good defense. Every year we went to the NFC Championship game, got a good defense, couldn't score enough points. We put ourselves in position to win, couldn't score enough points. And after a while, you realize that there's a strong possibility that you might not get that opportunity. And you come to grips with that, and you adjust, and you keep moving. This team right here, though, the fact that your quarterback, you can say what you want about him, but he's been in the playoffs every season. He's been a starter in the NFL.
Yep.
You went out and got a running back who resurrected his career and changed the trajectory of the running back position. You got one of the most decorated receivers in all of football ever on your roster in Devontae Smith. You got one of the biggest, strongest receivers, probably some people say the best receiver in the game, in A.J. Brown. And you got a road grader of an offensive line. I don't have a problem with them putting in the work now so they can enjoy later. Let me give you an analogy, since I'm cooking over here. I'm cooking.
I think you're
like
cooking
the
in
chef,
the heat.
Chef Curry. But here's the reality of this situation. It's almost like, you know, we work our whole lives, right, and put money in our 401k. And when we reach a certain age, we pull that money out and we enjoy our retirement. We buy the boat. You know, you buy the summer home at the shore, and you enjoy your grandkids. Mm. This is what they're doing. This is the sweat equity that they're putting in now, so that they can enjoy the fruits of their labor later on.
And I appreciate that. And look, I think in general they have the right kind of people here, guys that have won in college and been around winning. So I think they're going to be fine long term. It just feels like the approach is more sustainability rather than let's go do this again. Let's, you know what's special? Winning back-to-back Super Bowls. Think about how many teams in history have done that. Not many. That's special. The Eagles have the talent to do it. Just embrace. Let's hear Nick Sirianni just a couple days ago, an analogy he had that I understand his point, but it's only true to an extent. Here's Sirianni a couple days ago on the mindset and what he compared his team to as they head into the season.
Yeah, I think that, you know, nothing that you do in the past, now you can look back at your past experiences and learn from, but no one, like, this isn't boxing where it's like you're the champ until someone takes your belt away. No, this is football. Everyone starts off 0-0. And I think two mistakes that you could make is, resting on your laurels or looking too far ahead, right? Thinking too much about the past, or looking too far ahead. I mean, that's been our mindset since day one, has been be where your feet are, be focused on that, because nothing that we did is going to influence anything that we want to do in the future. So it is about the daily work, regardless if you're coming off of, a 9-8 season, a 14-3 season, an 11-6 season, or a 14-3 season. It's the work that you put in that is going to get you ready for the games here. So we don't, again, that's just been our mindset. I don't think that anything's changed. I don't think that it's, hey, I decided to do this this year with this message. No, this has been the consistent message all the way through, and that's just where our focus is.
All right, so he said a lot there, and I think the analogy's fun, right? The boxing one where, it's not you can hold a belt the whole season and someone tries to take it away, but he left out one thing about the boxer and the Super Bowl defending champion. You get everyone's best shot. The Eagles, they can't pretend that that's not true. They're going to get everyone's best shot because they're now the standard in the NFL. It almost feels like they want to try to fly under the radar. That's over. They can't fly under the radar. They're the defending champions. The Chiefs have gotten everyone's best shot. That's the way the league has worked for the past 6 years or so. And they've pretty much embraced that. Like, we got to be ready every week because we're getting everyone's best shot. I wish the Eagles would just embrace it. They're the defending Super Bowl champions. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Elliot, his takeaway on this off of Sirianni.
You know, I kind of hate to break it to him. Like, they did win the Super Bowl last year. Like, they can pretend like they didn't and say we're not defending champions and we're not, like, you are. Like, you can use whatever semantics of language you want to use, and I respect that, you know, as someone that enjoys a good semantics argument. But but it is the reality. They are the defending Super Bowl champions. The burden of wearing that crown all year is going to be on their head, whether they want to pretend it's there or not. So I get what they're going for, and that's why I wanted to ask, just because I was curious why they didn't decide just to embrace it. They are the defending Super Bowl champions. Every stadium they walk into this year, they will be the defending Super Bowl champions. They have something on their plate 31 other teams don't have to deal with. And it feels like they've gone to such lengths to insist they're not focusing on it. Why not just focus on it? Why not just embrace it? Like, yeah, you know what? We did win the Super Bowl last year because the objective's the same. Whether you view it as you are the defending champions or not the defending champions, you're still trying to win the Super Bowl.
So I share Elliot's sentiment. The other thing that I disagree with from Sirianni with is he said nothing that happened in the past will have anything to do with this year. That's just totally untrue. If they start off 2-2, what is people going to say?
All right, they got the Super Bowl hangover.
Well, no, that maybe. But they'll say they started off 2-2 last year.
You can
fix it. Right?
I see, like, what you're saying. Yeah.
Of course we're going to draw parallels. It's mostly the same team. And it'd be crazy not to draw parallels from last year because they just did it. We're going to see remnants of last year in this year as it plays out. You can't pretend we're not. It's not 5 years ago. 215-592-9494. Do you wish the Eagles would just embrace who they are, the defending Super Bowl champions? Kyle, what are you feeling on this? Elliot's right. It feels like they have gone out of their way to say this. The messaging is very loud from the Eagles since we started this last week.
Yeah, but Joe, let me help you out a little bit.
Okay.
Let me just take you inside the mind of a true competitor like Hugh Douglas and myself.
Okay.
It's about the day-to-day, Joe.
Right.
Like, you've heard this from Michael Jordan, Tom Brady. Like, don't they just make up stuff that they try to convince themselves that they know is untrue just to grab motivation from it? They're not stupid. They all say this stuff, but they know they're the hunted. They know they're going to get everybody's best shot. I mean, where do you think Sirianni heard all this stuff from? This isn't just him making this up in his head. Wasn't he talking about how he spoke to all these great winning coaches and stuff this offseason? Like, this is where he's getting that messaging from. When I hear all this stuff, I hear a team that's in lockstep in what the goal is for this season. And that's not to they're not running away from winning the Super Bowl again. They're just trying to all be on the same page. I mean, you hear it from Hurts, A.J. Brown, Landon Dickerson. All these guys are saying the same exact stuff. That, to me, tells me that they're on the same page as the coach. They're on the same page as each other. They know what the goal is. They're not stupid. Embracing it is for the fans. But for the competitors, they have to convince themselves of something a little bit different and get the motivation from it. Like the resting on their laurels thing, that's what would bite them. I think setting it as a new goal entirely is the smart way to do it. And I like the fact that this is where their head's at.
So I get it, and I think that's a fair point on Sirianni. He probably, you know, talked to a lot of people, and this is the what he came out with, was this is the best way to try to win again.
Yeah.
The only thing I point to is 2 years ago. I thought they made it too much of their mindset that we have to finish the job, and it's tough to think about the ending when you're trying to go through the steps. And it just felt like they were miserable throughout a 10-1 start. They looked it. They looked miserable. And this year, you know, if they have a bad moment or two, it's okay to say we are the champions. We can believe in ourselves rather than last year didn't happen. We're just 2-2. We're just 3-3. Like, there is some value in what they did last year because they know if they embrace it, they're champions. 215-592-9495. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown, up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Hugh, what the hell is going on? Listen, if a man walks up to another man and tries tickling me or putting his arm around my waist, go, you're going to be catching hands. Like, what are people thinking? Like,
tickling's a lot, yeah.
Well, it was – okay, the first one was the report about the Raiders' D-tackle.
Yeah,
you know,
so
they're speculating.
I missed it.
Yeah, well, because like I was taking a picture and somebody put their arm around my waist, and I'm like, don't put your arm around my waist.
And how tall were they?
They were not tall as me, but still,
they
don't matter.
Well, I'm just saying, if they couldn't reach his shoulders, it's an awkward spot. Don't
put your arms around himself. It's not like Hugh's towering over everybody.
Hold up, Kyle. What? The way you said it was like with a lot of, you know.
Oh, don't forget Shrimp Douglas.
He's in the bracket of Hughes, and he has a spot next season.
I'm just saying.
Plus, as you get older, you're shrinking.
You know that. Okay. Like, you know,
wait till you're in that wheelchair, buddy.
It's on his way.
Listen. All right, this Eagles thing here, they're not smelling themselves. You know, I know Joe wants it because, you know, that's what Joe wants, but ain't your world, Joe. Listen, they're punching their time card. They're going to work. You know, they're working hard to bring us as fans, including you, Joe Giglio, to bring you what you want, which is another parade.
Got to give the people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you're on here complaining because, you know, you don't like the way that they're baking the cake. Leave them go. They've proven and that they know what they're doing. All right.
They have. Now, to be fair, the Eagles in their whole history have not backed up Super Bowl appearances with the best of seasons. I mean, that's the one. It's just like all these boxes an organization has to check, and they've checked a lot of them, especially in the last 25 years. That's one we haven't seen yet. I mean, they usually, for whatever reason, after the year after the Super Bowls tend to be disappointing.
Yeah, Joe. And what was the common theme with it? They usually smelled themselves and got away from things. So you know what? You need to listen to Mr. Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's shocking to you, but Pop-Up Douglas, you know, he's sharing some wisdom. He's trying to impart some wisdom.
Yeah, sure is. I don't even buy it. Like, do you think this is going to last all year? If they have a rough stretch, don't you think someone's going to ask them, hey, you know, you had a rough stretch last year. Can you take, you know, solace in that? And they'll say, yeah, we did it last year. We could do it again. I don't buy it. I if that happens, I doubt they're going to be like, oh, last year didn't happen. This is this year.
Listen, Joe, it's like Rocky told us. Like, everybody's got a plan until they get hit in the face.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens if that happens. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. And by the way, you know, Hugh, I'm giving you credit, man, because you know what you're talking about when it comes to sports, especially football. But, man, dude, you can't act worth a damn. Dude, that role you had in when you played Big Ben, dude, just bad, man. Stick to sports, bro. Just stick to sports.
That hurt a little bit. I thought I did a phenomenal job. I should have got an Oscar for that.
An Oscar?
Gotta keep it 100, man. It was bad. It was bad.
At least a Philly, like a Philly award, something.
No. All right, guys, you know what? Nick's got the team locked in. He's got all world Godzilla ready to put on a show because we are a city of champions. Get ready because we are going B-A-C-K-2-D-A-C-K, back-to-back, baby.
You heard him back-to-back.
I heard it back-to-back. Chris, we produced a phone call. There was a little pause there. I was wondering if he was trying to work through the spelling of that. Yeah, look, their mindset is fine in a vacuum. It's just they were a great football team last year, and it feels like they're trying really hard to pretend they were not. And if this was a wholly different team, if it was, you know, if a big player on the offense was gone, or, you know, like some their five or six best players all left, then I could say, okay, that team last year doesn't exist anymore. That's not the case. That team exists. 215-592-9490. If you wish the Eagles would just embrace who they are, which is the defending Super Bowl champions, or do you like the mindset, which is they're basically pretending last year didn't happen at this camp? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today. By the way, just in case you just hopped in, just started listening, and you're about to drive down, the tennis match between Joe and Jack has been postponed due to the heat today. So do not head to FDR Park. That one is postponed. All right, Reed Blankenship and Jalen Suggs set to join us after practice today. We'll also let you hear something A.J. Brown said, how quickly he moved on from the Super Bowl. That's all coming up. We'll get to the Phillies as well. Trade deadline 2 days away. The Midday Show live from Eagles Training Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.